All right. This will fly. And here we go. Okay, the current time is 19:30 UTC. That means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Okay, here we go. Hello, hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm sitting here in front of my big synthesizer today because I had an idea last night, and so we're going to try to mess with this. I slept okay, maybe a little long because I woke up a few too many times. Oh, and it's hot outside, and well, at least it's not raining, but I would kind of prefer rain, but yeah, who knows, whatever, right? So listen to this, we got some bass. We got a hell of a lot of bass. Let's put it right about there so everybody can hear it. I'm hoping you can hear it. If you have headphones on, you can probably hear it. If you're listening to laptop speakers, you're probably not hearing it. But we have a very low So that's lovely. But that's not what we're here to do. What we're here to do is do some sequencer tricks. And I guess we can plug some stuff in, right? So I punched some stuff into the sequencer shortly before everything began here. The notes aren't important at this time. So, where are we at? I'm on track one, right? Yeah. Let's do this. What the hell? Why not? And I'm sort of cheating here in the sense that I'm not using a VCA. But if I did use a VCA, would I have to switch this to there? What if I do it now? Does it make any difference, does it? No, it doesn't. So we're good to keep it like this. So you might be wondering, well, why is this significant? It's not. It's not. Nothing is particularly interesting about this until we plug in the other side of the sequencer. Because this is a two-channel sequencer, let's plug in the other channel. We're gonna throw it into the modeling synthesizer just because we can. Let's throw some gates at it. Okay, it's flashing. And we have an arpeggio. Now, the reason that this is significant or intellectually interesting, because it's not very musically interesting, but the sequencer I sort of have it divided in two, split in twain. So let's go over here. So basically, the first half of the sequencer is going ding, 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 ding. And the second half of the sequencer is doing the bass. And why is this interesting? I don't know. Okay, so there's our little sound. Let's back the reverb off that a little bit, maybe. Do we really need to be looking for a sound here? But maybe we'll mess with it a little bit. Oh, and here comes the cat. Hi, Pippa. Pippa is now hanging out with us in front of the sequencer and the synthesizer, and we're looking at all the flashing lights. You like that light? It's nice, huh? Yeah, and see, I'm trying to control the sequencer, but the cat steps in front of the sequencer, so my hand has to go to her. Oh yeah, we have to pet up this baby. Gotta pet the kitty. And let's change. Something's not quite right. Cat's in front of this. I can't see anything. There we go. Sometimes it's hard to synth when you have a cat in front of you. Yeah, I'm talking about you. That's fun. Stop this. And where's the cat going? Okay, it looks like she's heading back upstairs. Okay, I guess we're safe for now. So what did I want to do with all this? There was a reason why I wanted to set this up like this, and now I don't remember what that reason was. Is any of this in tune? What note is that on? What happens? Hold on, I'm gonna put the microphone down. Ooh. instruments in tune or not? And why is this so windy? Let's turn some of these things. Turn some knobs. Basically, the idea I had was to separate the sequencer like this. And now I don't remember why I wanted to do it. Typical. Better to do. Let's modulate. Let's modulate the thing. Oh, that means we need to clock the thingy now. So hold on. All right, so we're gonna throw some cables into the mix. We throw a cable onto here. No. What was I doing? I was doing this. Okay. And then we need to clock the modulation, so we're going to grab a medium short cable here, go from the clock out of the sequencer to the clock in of the bonglongler, and we test to see if it works. Yes. And now we program some modulation, and I know what I want already. I want some of this, like this, and I think this is in slow, so let's speed it up and go. This is not good. It doesn't work. Okay, it tried to work. It's slow. Let's do this. All right, I gotta turn up the modulation with two hands. Thank you. okay. Not what I had in mind, so we're going to try to... I was going to say we're going to fix on the fly. No, we're going to stop it. And we're going to go like this instead. Da-da-da-da. And go. Is this on bipolar? That's what I want right there. Although maybe we shouldn't make it as harsh. Maybe we should use a different modulation shape, like an uppy downy. Not quite as prominent, is it? So let's try an up ramp. Clickety click click and go. Maybe. Let's go full modulation and see what happens here. Better. Looking for that sweet spot. And now I don't like it again. So we're gonna change shapes once more. And now it's wimpy. I don't like wimpy. Still wimpy. Okay, that's interesting, but that's a timing accident, right? Well, maybe not. Oh, it's because we're on quarters and not sixteenths? Is that the dilly-yo? Okay, that's fun, I guess. And now the bass is boring me. Okay. That's a thing that's happening. And I really still haven't done exactly what it was I sort of set out to do. But this is a good test of the concept. This shows me that I can split the sequencer up like this and get two different things going in different timings. We could do something weirder. We could do this. We could go... We gotta stop it, though. We could... go, let's, what happens if we go like this? We're gonna spend, I'm gonna change the timing tricks. And we're gonna bump this one up by two. Okay, different bass rhythm, right? I don't know. Hmm. Okay. So we have this. And it's great and all. Are we going to put this bass on a VCA ever? Oh, I guess we could. If that's what we're doing today. But then I got to get some gates to do some triggery things. And then we got to do a... Well, we're going to have to do it at some point. So I guess we're doing it now. So we're going to grab some cables. We patch across here. To here, and then this goes into here. Yeah, testing. Okay, there's my VCA all the way open. We're gonna take it down to about there so it's closed. And now we need some gates. So we're gonna gate out from the sequencer. We're gonna plug it into, what are we gonna plug it into? Let's plug it into the Magic Modulation Machine. And now we can also use the Magic Modulation Machine for some envelope, which is just going to be an attack, an equal attack, equal decay thing. And now we just need to go from the modulation output into the CV input of the VCA and go. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Okay, modulation levels gotta be changed. Modulation shape has to be changed. Okay, and then when we press stop, everything stops, right? Right. I am going to switch this wacky bass rhythm back to where we had it, so it's nice and even, only because, well, we wouldn't necessarily have to do this if... Only because I want to add some drums. And what do I want to add? Well, let's throw in some kick drum here. And it's clipping. Of course it's clipping. Some hi-hat. Clipping the crap out of it. What is the problem here? Okay, let's get some gain back. Can't even hear it. boring, but better. Okay, so we need to do something else because that rhythm is horrid. And I want to throw in some rhythmic interest. And what kind of sound do we want here? We got a good doke doc there. Dial the doke in. That might work. Two resi. Okay. And what does that sound like with everything else? Not bad. Higher or lower? That we have this extra rhythmic bit in, can we go back to that weird bass line? In fact, maybe we need to make it a little bit weirder. Yeah, see, because now those bass notes, they change at the same time as that other rhythmic thing, the dink, 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 dink. Maybe we pitch it up another octave here. Cool. Let's mess with this. Of this exercise? Well, the point of this was to see if I could figure out how to do this little sequencer trick. And that's what we do, because this is the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. Tune in tomorrow. Maybe we'll do some more Symphon.